easier.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Attacker's letter, POTUS talk. I'm Elliot Francis. Authorities say Brock Turner, whose six-month sentence for rape ignited widespread outrage, could leave jail as early as September 2nd due to state guidelines. Correspondent Dan Simon says the attacker's statement is getting national attention.
What's clear from reading it is that he does not admit that a sexual assault took place. And that is one of the reasons why there is so much anger, especially on the Stanford campus, where I spent a lot of time yesterday talking to students. They are outraged by this six-month term. They feel that it is a miscarriage of justice. They are glad to see that the victim's statement is getting the national attention that it has.
On the Tonight Show Thursday evening, President Obama spoke about his time in office, the current election cycle, and the nation in 2016.
For all the problems we got now, what I wanted to communicate to folks was there's a reason to be hopeful. We've got challenges, but we can deal with them.
Earlier in the day, the president endorsed Hillary Clinton to become the next U.S. president. I'm Elliot Francis. An American suspected of fighting for ISIS is now back in the U.S. On Thursday, federal prosecutors charged Mohammed Kouaiz with providing support to that terror group. Mary Maloney reports.
The 26-year-old from Virginia is the first ISIS-affiliated American to be captured on the battlefield. After his capture in a video aired on Kurdish television, Kouaiz renounced ISIS, saying it did not represent Islam, and called life under the organization really, really bad. It's not clear if his statements were coerced. Prosecutors say Kouaiz was committed to ISIS. Experts say Kouaiz may have valuable information that could help the United States in the fight against the terror group. I'm Mary Maloney reporting.
A funeral procession for Muhammad Ali will travel through his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky today. It'll pass by his childhood home, that first boxing gym where he trained, places where the legendary boxer spent his early formative years. After the procession, the greatest will be laid to rest. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Metro's new chief safety officer has been on the job for just a month, but is wasting no time trying to fix years worth of neglected maintenance and failed inspections.
Rather than work in isolation, I reached out to APTA and I requested a peer review so that we can get the best minds in the country down to WMATA.
Patrick Lavin says the American Public Transportation Association's peer review will include analyzing how much dust is in Metro tunnels.
To determine how much concentration of different elements are actually tracking and sticking to different types of insulators.
When dust and debris touch the insulators covering the third rail, it can cause smoke and fires. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you need to travel the Beltway in Montgomery County this weekend, be aware of some major road work about to take place.
Maryland Highway officials are shutting down two lanes of the Beltway's outer loop this weekend to make emergency bridge repairs.
When you have a situation where you have to take out a large section of the concrete and then pour it, it requires many more hours than you would could normally do it during an overnight.
That's spokesperson David Buck. The work is happening on the I-495 bridge that goes over Jones Mill Road. It will affect lanes between Georgia and Connecticut Avenues. Buck says work will start at 9 tonight and run through Sunday.
It's obviously not something we take lightly, but if we're going to go out and do it, we're going to go out and we're going to do it right.
Patience and caution is the advice if you drive through the area. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's graduation day for Malia Obama. She's among the 127 members of the class of 16 at Sidwell Friends. With diploma in hand, Malia will then be taking a year off before enrolling in Harvard in the fall of 2017. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,985, the Nasdaq at 49.59. Sports, the Nats bats go quiet as they lose to the White Sox. The O's beat Toronto, Stanley Cup final. The Sharks take game 5, NBA final game 4 is tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Guarding your nest egg with Mike Lester.
When you sit down with someone for the very first time, or even a client that you've been working with for many years, what's their idea of a perfect retirement?
The number one thing that people would like to be able to do in retirement is all of the things that they had imagined without too many worries.
Join Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management for Guarding Your Nest Egg Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Friday morning, we're off to a good start here as we come around the Beltway. No problems getting to the Beltway on DC on a 270 between Frederick and Clarksburg, coming down into Rockville. From Maryland 95-29 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that too checks out fine. So we're looking good there. In from the west too, good shape. 66 Greenway, Toll Road, no problems. 95 and 395. We can only hope for Friday morning that we have a little bit better commute. Maybe Friday light might help us out. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking ride in this morning and a good looking ride on this Friday afternoon. We've got temperatures that are around where we should be this time of year, but a nice heat up for the weekend. Today, 83 with sunshine, some clouds, 66 tonight, partial clouds tomorrow, 92, a late day shower, maybe a thunderstorm. On Sunday, partial clouds and highs warm in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 63 in Hyattsville, 65 degrees in Washington. Well, they don't exactly practice what they preach in North Korea. See what Kim Jong-un has been up to at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 5:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry because you know how to get your day started the right way. Coming up at 6:35, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. 7:05, Fox News superstar James Rosen. At 7:35, Adele Wilbur is going to be in studio to talk about his new book where he did a ride-along with Prince George's County cops. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News. A lot going on. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And there was a lot going on this morning and yesterday having to do with Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Democratic nominee, all but certain now. And let's start off by talking about something that garnered a lot of media attention. That was the fact that the President of the United States yesterday decided he would officially endorse Hillary Clinton to be the next President of the United States. Here's a little bit of what the President had to say.
I want those of you who've been with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
Well, he's fired up. And so, I mean, here's the question, I guess, is does that make any difference? And I've been trying to think about this, Larry. Tell me what you think. Here's the President of the United States. We all pretty much knew that he was going to do this, right? And the people who support Hillary, well, it probably doesn't make any difference to them. They were always going to support Hillary anyway. Who does this help Hillary with? Maybe it helps her with the Bernie supporters, people who like Bernie Sanders and also like the president but have concerns about Hillary. Do you think it really makes all much that much of a difference?
I don't understand why it even made news. I mean, this is like saying Bill Clinton endorsed Hillary Clinton, which I don't. Has he officially endorsed?
I don't know.
Has Bill done that? I'm not sure.
He might have some concerns.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need all the Secret Service around. That's way too much. Too many eyes watching me. I don't know if it makes a difference. I really don't. I guess the timing is why it was news, because nobody expected it yesterday on the day that all eyes were on Bernie Sanders. By the way, this was all very choreographed and scheduled and manipulated for the media and for the American people. And if you're Bernie Sanders, and this was supposed to be your day. Yesterday was all about Bernie taking D.C.
Right.
He met with Reid. He met with Obama. He met with Biden. He had his rally at RFK. And the whole thing is overshadowed by Obama throwing this announcement out. That's kind of a jerky thing to do to Bernie.
Yeah. And so, you know, there was this conversation that then later took place in the White House briefing room. And our friend James Rosen, who'll be with us at 7:05, had some questions of Josh Earnest. And they sort of focused around this whole idea of whether or not the president making an official endorsement could be viewed by the civil servants who work over at the Justice Department as a sign that, you know, you need to wrap up this investigation. You need to move along on this email thing and make sure that we get the outcome that we're looking for. And there were some pretty sharp exchanges between James Rosen and Josh Earnest in the middle of all that. What is even equally interesting is immediately after the president made his endorsement, there was a closed door private session in the Oval Office between the president and the Attorney General of the United States.
I'm sure they had a lot of business to discuss.
Oh, I am certain that his decision to make an endorsement and the fact that he then later met with the Attorney General in a private meeting, I'm sure that's just a total coincidence. I'm sure there's nothing at all about those two things that might be connected.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, because Josh Earnest says that this will have no impact at all, that the endorsement will have no impact at all on the investigation that is going forward, which, by the way, he now calls a criminal investigation.
Josh Earnest does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Barack Obama has assured us that national security was never in doubt and never compromised by Hillary Clinton, despite news to the contrary that we've got as well that we're going to share with you in a moment. But it's an interesting thing, because when James Rosen asked, does this create a conflict of interest, it's sort of a weird thing. I mean, just because President Obama has endorsed Hillary Clinton, and of course, let's say you work at the Justice Department, and let's say you're part of the team investigating the criminal activity with regard to classified or top secret information on an unsecured server controlled by Hillary Clinton. Did you think up until yesterday that you weren't sure if Barack Obama was supporting Hillary Clinton or not? I mean, just because this endorsement comes out, are you supposed to now think differently about whether this is criminal activity? I'm guessing you already sort of had in the back of your head the idea that Barack Obama was already supporting Hillary Clinton. I don't see how it makes that big of a difference, but it certainly sends a message to the public.
Yeah. Here is some of that exchange yesterday in the White House briefing room between James Rosen, who I said again will be here at 7:05, and Josh Earnest, about whether or not the Justice Department might take this as a sign to wrap things up.
So when a career prosecutor or an FBI agent who's working on the Clinton investigation hears this president speak openly of how he wants Hillary Clinton to succeed him, you don't think that that career prosecutor or that FBI agent takes that as some indication of how the president wants to see this case resolved?
No, I think that those career prosecutors understand that they have a job to do, and that job that they are supposed to do, which is to follow the facts, the evidence, to a logical conclusion, that is a job that they are responsible for doing without any sort of political interference. And the president expects them to do that job. And look, this is the reason that we actually ask career federal prosecutors to take the lead on these kinds of matters. They're the ones who conduct this investigation. They are not, they don't have political jobs. They have career jobs as law enforcement officers and as prosecutors and as investigators. And that's what their responsibility is. And that's why the president, when discussing this issue in each stage, has reiterated his commitment to this principle that any criminal investigation should be conducted independent of any sort of political interference, and that people should be treated the same way before the law, regardless of their political influence, regardless of their political party, regardless of their political stature.
Little slip there. Any criminal investigation. That's the first time he has ever referred to a criminal investigation while talking about Hillary and the emails.
I like that it's defined as a slip when Josh Earnest actually tells the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, he slipped there. Josh Earnest slipped. He told the truth about Hillary Clinton in the emails.
Yeah, okay, so there's all that. And then there was that closed-door meeting with the Attorney General. Now there's another story out there about the emails and where the investigation might be centered. It comes from the Wall Street Journal, which has not weighed in all often on this story, but they have a pretty interesting story that says that the criminal investigation centers on a series of emails between diplomats in Pakistan and in D.C. over drone strikes. Now, the way I'm going to sort of shortcut this, apparently when the CIA gets a target in its sights, they have to run a series of traps, and they have to say, okay, we got this guy, we want to go after him. If you have something to say about this, you better weigh in pretty quick or we're going to pull the trigger. And apparently, a lot of people have to sign off, including diplomats at the State Department, apparently. And there was a series of emails that went by between diplomats in Pakistan and eventually reached the secretary's desk and her private server, BlackBerry, asking about whether or not she wanted to weigh in on whether or not they should pull the trigger on this drone strike. That apparently is at the very center of this investigation, because this all took place on the non-classified systems, including the secretary's non-secure server. Now, Fox News had earlier reported about seven email chains, a total of 22 documents that the officials had withheld in total, in their entirety, because they talked about a very top secret sensitive matter. This is apparently what that is. So the news from the Wall Street Journal is that this investigation is focusing on this specific exchange and whether or not national security was harmed. By the way, if you want to know what the American people think about national security and whether it was harmed, Fox News just did a poll and said 60% of Americans were polled by Fox News believe that Hillary Clinton is lying about her email servers and about the email situation. And 57% of those surveyed believe that she put national security at risk.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty devastating. And what's amazing is, it's really funny how, you know, whenever these news reports show the Republicans and the people who are, you know what, let's continue this thought in a moment, because how voters react to A, Donald Trump and some of the things that he says that people are finding to be, you know, offensive or racist, how voters are reacting to that versus how they react to their belief that Hillary Clinton put national security at risk. Mm. That really is what this election is going to come down to, it appears. And it's very fascinating to see how the media reports both of them.
Well, just remember, it's not a security review. According to Josh Earnest, it is now.
That any criminal investigation.
It's a criminal investigation. It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, guys, we wind down our first week of the Safe Track Plan under Metro Rail's repairs. And it's been a tough week. I was hoping that Friday could be a little bit better with maybe lighter volume. But we get started off a bit rocky on Metro Rail. Safe Track Plan, again, still in effect. The orange and silver lines, they're single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston. That goes on through June 16th. However, this morning, they're dealing with an additional problem, additional delays due to a signal problem outside of the West Falls Station, West Falls Church Station, I should say, and the blue line single tracking in that same area. So it gets a little bit more complicated. I'll keep you posted on that. Right now, Maryland, Virginia, 95s looking fantastic. The Beltway, no problems, 270 off to a quiet run. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for actually cloudy skies this morning, but then it's going to turn off sunny, and it's going to be a delightful day. Temperatures around 83 degrees tonight, down around 66. But get this, Larry O'Connor, tomorrow, Saturday, temperatures 92 degrees. Wow. 92 degrees. I don't know. We haven't hit 90 very often this year.
Feeling hot.
Yeah, Sunday, temperature in the low 90s. So a nice, warm weekend. About what you'd expect to have in the month of June, finally. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 517 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
Following up a little, Brian, on this story, specifically about the drone strike emails that the Wall Street Journal is reporting on. First of all, have you looked at the emails that have been released? It's amazing. Basically, the whole damn thing is redacted.
It is.
This is an exchange with the man who was the ambassador to Pakistan at the time. And all of the people on these exchanges acknowledge within the emails that they're having this exchange in the way that they're having it, with sort of like code words, sort of, but it's pretty obvious to figure out what they're saying, according to the people who have investigated this, because it's now been redacted. They're having this email exchange about this topic because it was over the holidays and none of them were near their classified computers. They actually said that. They weren't near their classified system, so we're going to talk about it here. Which basically, by the way, if anyone's hacking, it's a red flag to say, hey, look here, something's happening.
Yeah. If there's a national security harm here, it was that if they can prove that these emails were intercepted and that somehow other intelligence agencies got wind of all this or were able to look at these emails at some form.
But you don't have to prove that to see that she broke the law.
No, you don't.
You don't have to prove that anybody had. It's not like Hillary can say, okay, yeah, sure, we talked about a drone strike on a non-secure system, but nobody hacked it, so it's okay. No! I'm pretty sure that anyone working in military or intelligence right now, hearing our voices say, oh, you don't have to prove that anybody hacked
it. No, you don't have to prove it, but that would be the nail in the coffin in this case.
Well, I don't know, and that's the point that I wanted to make. Is it the nail in the coffin? I still think that you always hear reporters and analysts and pundits saying, I don't know how a Republican can vote for Donald Trump when he makes racist comments.
And it's a fair statement if you truly believe that some of the things that Donald Trump says borders on racist. However, at the same time, can't you say to a Democrat, and there are millions of Democrats who are so ready to pull the lever for Hillary Clinton, I don't know how a Democrat can vote for Hillary Clinton when you know she put national security at risk and continues to lie about it. Hmm. So that's sort of the choice we have in November. And as a voter who is not, you know, neither of them are my first choice, God knows, you got to think for a minute and evaluate and say, okay, well, what affects this nation more? What affects my family more? What affects the job of the president more? Someone who makes statements that I might find offensive and aren't the things that I would say, and certainly not the things that I want my kids to think is the perfect way to conduct yourself in public, or a person who wants to be commander-in-chief, who has put our national security at risk and lies about it. And to me, I think that's
a pretty clear choice.
It is when you're actually hiring somebody for president of the United States. Now, if I'm hiring someone to be a kindergarten teacher, Hillary might get that job over Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
So there's that. But by the way, on this drone thing, I can't wait to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at 6:35 because he knows the ins and outs of that as well.
Right.
By the way, let's follow up on something with Barack Obama since he's in the news so much.
All right.
You know, he was on Jimmy Fallon. It actually broadcast last night. He pre-taped it on Wednesday. And part of his interview, he says this about Donald Trump.
This is a serious job. This is not reality TV.
Right? And then he did this with Jimmy Fallon.
Climate change is real, healthcare is affordable, and love is love.
Commander and preach!
Yeah. He slow jammed the news.
Oh, no.
He slow jammed the news with Jimmy Fallon last night in the same episode of The Tonight Show. When he criticized Donald Trump and mocked him by saying,
"This is a serious job. This is not reality TV."
He went on.
It's been an honor and a privilege to serve as your president over the past 8 years.
Because this is a serious job.
Yeah.
This is not reality TV.
Yeah.
By the way, coming up next week, he'll be appearing on CNN's reality television show about eating food in Vietnam. So.
Yeah,
but this
and
is
and
a
he's,
serious.
He's been
job.
Between two ferns, and he got interviewed by somebody who sits in a bathtub with what is it, green
Fruit
lipstick?
Loops. Yeah, and he also appeared on a reality television show about surviving out in the wilderness and drinking your own urine.
Yeah.
And he's done a lot of reality TV shows, mm-hmm. actually,
but it's not a reality TV show.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's 5:22 though.
Yeah.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of REMAX Allegiance. Consider the story of Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with the prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, she had little traffic and one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prindle, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Look, it's no accident. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the D.C. metro area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today, 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a wise friend.
All you have to do is point.
This feels good. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, our early birds loving it on 66. No problems, no delays. Looking good out of Gainesville, not just through to the Beltway, but continuing through Falls Church and into town. 95, 395, good. Now, I do want to take you on to 15, south of Point of Rocks Bridge. Now, we had the overnight road work. Crews told me right at 5 o'clock that they had wrapped everything up, but I'm seeing a little bit of slow traffic there. So, obviously, we still have some activity southbound on 15, again, south of Point of Rocks. So, do watch for that. 270, no problems to report. Also, we have the road work set in place until 6 o'clock on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. Traffic alternates under flagman direction. No delay for now. And under Safe Track Plan, we're still dealing with that on Metro Rail's Orange and Silver Line, single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston. However, a little bit of a problem this morning. In addition, they have delays due to a signal problem outside of the West Falls Church Metro, so additional time needed. And for the Blue Line, they're single tracking in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Getting in the clearing now. Clouds pushing south, getting into sunshine pretty quickly. 83 today, low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 527. Well, there was a very interesting and very fiery meeting last night of the Fairfax County School Board. Those folks are endlessly entertaining over there. It was a regularly scheduled school board meeting, but a number of parents came forward to talk about the school board's transgender policy, especially the bathroom policy, which, you know, is becoming so controversial all over the country. And so a lot of people came forward to sort of speak on behalf of this new policy and ask the school board to start implementing the rules that would back up the policy. There was just one problem. There were people in the room who were very upset because they say that they didn't have any notice that this was going to be discussed, that they wanted to weigh in, but because they weren't notified of it in a timely fashion, they couldn't sign up to speak, and they think that the whole thing was sort of rigged so that their opinions would not be heard during this school board meeting. It got ugly. There was yelling.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. It's not your turn.
Keep away from my kids.
Human rights for our children. Like God.
Keep them on real life topics.
It's the evil.
Gender identity.
Evil.
And those dads were escorted from the room. By the way, we'll hear more about this at about 7:15 this morning with Fairfax School Board's Elizabeth Schultz, someone who has been very much on record as being against these transgendered policies.
It's 5:28 on WMAL.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds Team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes 3 times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming up in just a moment, teens apparently are not having sex at the same rate that they once did. What's that all about? What's behind that? And so a compendium, an amalgam of stories about student bullying that are getting attention across the country. It's all coming up after the news. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The city of Louisville has spent the week celebrating the life of Muhammad Ali. Today, it'll be capped off with a memorial service attended by thousands.
A procession will pass by places in the city where Muhammad Ali left his mark, his high school, the gym where he trained. He'll forever be remembered for bringing joy into the lives of people like Malcolm Sanders, who, as a young boy, met the people's champion.
He was like God to us little kids. He was Superman.
Others from around the world are remembering Ali's lasting legacy. Foreign dignitaries will attend the funeral. Bill Clinton, Bryant Gumbel, and Billy Crystal will deliver eulogies. Steve Kastenbaum in Louisville, Kentucky.
Bernie Sanders didn't mention Hillary Clinton at a rally last night at RFK Stadium, and Sanders didn't even repeat his calls to persuade superdelegates to support him. His appearance came hours after he met with President Obama at the White House, and Clinton received endorsements from Mr. Obama and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan still won't say if he'll vote for Donald Trump. Hogan was asked 3 times at a news conference yesterday, as well as during an appearance on Baltimore's WBAL radio.
I'm not going to endorse anybody in this race. I'm not going to get involved in this national politics. I'm really focused on Maryland. I'm not a professional politician. I don't work for the Republican Party, and I'm not involved in the presidential race whatsoever.
And Hogan says he won't even be attending the Republican convention this summer. A federal appeals court order will allow D.C. to continue requiring applicants for concealed carry permits to show a good reason why they need one. The appeals court panel has temporarily suspended lower court decision that cast doubt on the constitutionality of D.C.'s law. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,985, the Nasdaq at 49,59. Sports, the Nationals fall to the White Sox in Chicago. The O's win their 5th straight, beating the Blue Jays. NHL, the Sharks take Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Metro Rail focusing on some problems here this morning. They're single tracking still with the Safe Track plan on the Orange and Silver lines as expected between East Falls Church and Ballston, and that's scheduled to go through June 16th. Not scheduled is the problem they're having outside of the West Falls Church station. This is the signal problems, and due to that too, the Blue Line is single tracking in that area. We get out to the roads and no problems. We're good on 95, 395, 66, Greenway Toll Road. Route 15, though, south of Point of Rocks, we're still struggling. Had the overnight construction project, and looks like crews are still out there. They were scheduled to clear at 5, which I was told that they did, but I'm still seeing a little bit of volume in that stretch, so some activity slowing you again coming over Point of Rocks. Let's get you in through the Rock Creek Parkway as you head toward the Kennedy Center. That road work is scheduled to be in place until 6 o'clock. Watch for a flagman direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing to see the cloud deck push down to the south. We're in the clear sky now this morning. If you've got clouds, you're south of the district. Getting into sunshine pretty quickly here. Everywhere, 83 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds around 66. Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer. A southwest breeze, 92. Maybe a stray storm later Saturday into Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warm. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Gainesville, 54 in Bowie, 65 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A busy morning here. Coming up at 635, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us. At 705, James Rosen on the life and legacy of Muhammad Ali. Also, some of the stuff that took place in the White House briefing room yesterday. At 715, we'll talk about the Fairfax County School Board's activities last night with Elizabeth Schultz, member of the board. Del Wilbur has a new book out. It has to do with what goes on behind the scenes of a homicide squad in Prince George's County. Compelling stuff there. And at 835, Brett Baer with Fox News. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Come on, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make.
According to a recent study out of the Center for Disease Control entitled Youth Risk Behaviors, fewer and fewer high school students, teenagers, are having sex these days. And I wonder if you have a thought as to why that is. Jump in if you want really fast. 888-630-WMAL. Why do you think teenage sex behavior is on the decrease, which cuts against, of course, decades of increase of sexual behavior? 888-630-WMAL. Here's two very different perspectives, according to Cosmopolitan magazine, which has their own views of sexual behavior. They think it's because sex is no longer taboo. You know, parents have lightened up. Parents are no longer, you know, preaching to their kids, don't do this and don't do that, and this is bad for you, and I'll disown you. There are parents parents are a lot more open about this. It's less taboo, and parents are more, you know, oh gosh, I understand, it's fine. And because it's not taboo anymore, kids aren't interested. It's not as, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not that unreachable brass ring that they want to go grab.
I mean, you know, the old saying about it, you know, if you want to be against something, that's the one thing your kids want to do.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess that's one thought, because kids now are being raised by Gen Xers, and even some of the older millennials, and it's possible that they have as parents, have a different view of sexual behavior amongst high school students, because the polls show that half of high school students from the Gen X generation were sexually active. All right, so that's one thought. And by the way, the numbers here are striking. 41% of high school students now say that they've had sex. That's compared to 47% in the last decade.
So that's down.
So that's significant. Yeah. That's it's down. It's almost it's between 10% and 20%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good. All right. That's one school of thought. The other school of thought, which I find very interesting, actually, and could well be it, Bill Albert, spokesman for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy, says it's possible that these days, because of social media, because of smartphones, because of the internet and online, that kids are expressing themselves sexually digitally, basically, through sexting, through different means of expression and contact that is no longer physical contact. I mean, let's face it, sexting is on the rise. We know that. Teenagers are sending pictures and sending very explicit texts of themselves to the object of their affections, and there tends to be a racy dialogue that ensues.
Oh, really?
And that's my understanding of the situation.
Yeah, okay.
And he's saying, you know, they're still engaged in sexual behavior. It's just not actual good old traditional sex like you and I would remember it to be. I think there may be something to that.
Yeah, maybe there is. Maybe that's that takes the place of it.
I
don't know. It seems to me maybe it's a combination of both of these things. So I think it's very interesting. It could also be, I mean, I just have this theory based on what I observe of high school life right now, and that is that these kids are really busy. Maybe they just don't have time for that kind of stuff anymore. I mean, really, I am shocked and stunned and amazed at the level of activity that kids are involved in, and after school stuff, and just staying up with school these days is a lot more of an endeavor than it was when you and I were in high school. Maybe they just have no time.
I see. I think no matter how busy you are, you always find time for certain things. If you prioritize it. You know, when the President of the United States can find time for a little action in the side room off the Oval Office, when the General Petraeus, the commander of the Allied forces in Afghanistan, he had a full plate going on there, but he figured out a way to get a little action on the side. Sean in Woodbridge, you're on WMAL. Do you think teenagers are just too busy with homework to have sex?
Not at all. I really think right now it comes down to social media and the effects of that. I think current teenagers are so into their own Snapchats and everything else that they use that they have kind of lost the finer points and more exciting things of life in high school. Case in point, just went on vacation. My sister-in-law is only 19, and the entire vacation in Italy on the Amalfi Coast was, Where's the Wi-Fi? Is there Wi-Fi here? Can I get Wi-Fi? So I really think social media is ruining our kids, just as it is adults as well.
Well, wait, when you say ruining, I mean, do you think that it's preferable that teenagers are out having sex with each other versus on a smartphone?
Absolutely not. As an adult, ask me as a 16 to 18-year-old teenager, I might answer differently.
All so right.
I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think that social media has a lot to do with it.
I think you're right, Sean, and the only reason that I push back is that I don't, you know, as destructive as social media and all of these apps are and the digital world are for our children, there may be some upsides to it. And let's face it, for millennia, teenagers, when they reach puberty, when they come of age, they have urges, and they express those urges in certain ways.
Yeah.
Over the last several decades, there have been no restrictions on those urges, and they behave just as we would expect an adult to. Now, maybe those urges are being expressed in a way that is maybe a little bit healthier.
I just figured it out. It has to do with another story we talked about earlier this week.
What's that?
Kids don't have cars.
Right. Where are you going to do it?
That's right.
It's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital. Like Inova Children's Hospital. It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU. A bed in every room for mom or dad. To our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital. Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Balancing Female Hormones, Fertility, and Menopause on Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
It is 545 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're off to a pretty good start around the region for the roadways. So just some volume forming on 270, seeing that sluggish as you approach Route 80. Urbana, and that goes off and on down past the exit for 109. That's the thick of it. For 95, Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, good. A little bit of volume in Virginia. We're good through Stafford. It's just as you approach the Occoquan heading through Dale City to Woodbridge. 66, bit sluggish heading in towards Centerville. Had a stalled car quickly over to the shoulder, so that's good news. South on 15, south of Point of Rocks, we had the overnight construction. Everything was we're trying to clear it by 5 o'clock, but we have some remnants mostly on the shoulder, but it is causing some delays. And Metro Rail still doing the safe track single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston on the orange and silver lines. And a complication this morning, they have a signal problem outside of the West Falls Church station, so they're also single tracking the blue line in the same area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing to see the cloud deck push down to the south rim. Clear sky now this morning. If you've got clouds, you're south of the district. Getting into sunshine pretty quickly here. Everywhere, 83 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds around 66. Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer. A southwest breeze, 92. Maybe a stray storm later Saturday into Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and warm. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitchett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by RE/MAX Allegiance. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Brindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
It's amazing being a kid in America in 2016 because, you know, bullying is the most important thing that our society has to face. Because, you know, up until last several years, kids never bullied anyone on the playground or in elementary school. In fact, up until just a few years ago, kids were so nice to each other in school. It's amazing how mean kids have gotten now. In fact, I don't know. Well, that's what they would have you believe. Out in Los Angeles, or in California, I should say, to be specific, apparently there was kids who were being insulted because of their Mexican heritage. On the playground, one of the kids who was non-Mexican, by the way, it doesn't say they were white, it just says non-Mexican, non-Latino, says, "You were born in Taco Bell." But that's a pretty low-grade elementary school playground insult, but it's okay. You were born in Taco Bell. Apparently that, in Berkeley, is now being called bullying.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you were born in Taco Bell, or you weren't born here, or you'll get deported. And guess who they're blaming for this kind of insult?
I would guess it's Donald Trump.
That would be Donald Trump. Yeah. That would be Donald Trump, the Republican. I mean, because, you know, before Donald Trump became the nominee for the Republicans, again, kids were so nice to each other. Yeah. They would never say things like "you were born in Taco Bell" back before Donald Trump. So thanks a lot, Donald. Meanwhile, over in New Jersey, if you say to a vegetarian kid or a vegan kid that they should eat meat if they want to get bigger brains and be smarter,
mm-hmm.
or if you make a overarching statement as a sixth grader like vegetarians are idiots, you can be given detention for bullying.
That gets you
6 days of detention.
Offering the opinion that vegetarians are idiots.
And by the way, vegetarians are idiots. I mean, unless you're doing it for religious purposes. I'm not going to quarrel with your religion. You know, if you're from India and you think a cow is sacred, then that's your business. But in general, if your most holy one has not told you that you have to forego eating meat, and you still choose not to eat meat, that's pretty idiotic.
You're just bullying people. You're a bully today.
I am a bit of a bully.
Yeah.
I'll own that. So in New Jersey, if you call a vegetarian an idiot, You're a bully. And if you're in California and you say that a little kid of Mexican descent was born in Taco Bell, or not even born in Taco Bell, this kid said you weren't born here in America, which, by the way, could very well be factually accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use it in a way that is deemed to be insulting, then you are, in fact, a bully. And that's Donald Trump's fault. So now you know what it's like to be a child circa 2016. Aren't you happy you're not growing up?
Yes, because I may have said some things that were insensitive now and again.
Born in Taco Bell?
No, I never said that. 5:51, time for El Rushbo.
The Los Angeles Times has committed a random act of journalism. They dug into the details of a high-speed train supposed to link San Francisco and Los Angeles by 2022. The short take is that the high-speed train's a slow-motion disaster. When voters first approved the plan 7 years ago, the cost estimate was $33 billion. The first phase of building started this year, 2 years late. Today, the train project slated to cost $68 billion, and don't expect the final bill to come anywhere close to that. The California High Speed Rail Authority still has not chosen the exact route that this train's going to take. Plans call for tunnels to be built through 36 miles of mountains north of L.A. That's a geological nightmare. Crossing the North American and Pacific tectonic plates. That means tunneling through a maze of earthquake faults, some of which haven't even been mapped. Experts predict massive delays, and with those delays come even more cost overruns. Now, besides construction difficulties, the high-speed train faces other problems. So far, the project is far behind on land acquisition, financing, and permit approvals. Multiple lawsuits remain unresolved, and there's never been a projected ridership to justify the cost of building this thing. America's not Europe, folks. We prefer cars to trains, especially in California. If this project is completed, it'll no doubt be one of the biggest boondoggles in history, a stupid, expensive monument to big government liberalism. Means it probably will happen.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
My good friends, if you own land, you know it's a true blessing. A blessing that comes with a great responsibility. And that's something my good friends at Mahindra Tractors understand. So Mahindra wants to help you be the best steward of the land you care for with workhorse tractors built to help you work smarter, not harder. Imagine how much faster you'll finish projects with a Mahindra tractor that can push more, that can pull more, and lift more than the other guys. And every single Mahindra tractor is backed by a 5-year powertrain warranty. Mahindra also wants to help take a load off your budget by giving you zero down, zero payments, zero interest till 2017. So I invite you to learn more about the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta. Or visit dandgequipment.com.
Your That's retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills, and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Leesburg and Beltsville, Saturday, June 11th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 5:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the region we go, Beltway good, Maryland, Virginia. Virginia looking pretty good through Stafford. Just a brief delay in Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. So a little bit better start than normal. 395 wide open, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Getting better out in the Point of Rocks. Had the overnight construction, southbound 15, south Point of Rocks Bridge. It looks like, talked with crews again. They said, yes, we have all lanes open, but I had a little bit of residual delays there. So do keep alert south of the Point of Rocks there. And on Metro Rail, an additional problem this morning. They're still dealing with the signal problem outside of the West Falls Church Station. And in addition to under their safe track plan, single tracking the orange and silver lines near the East Falls Church Station in Ballston, they're single tracking the blue line as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Getting in the clearing now. Clouds pushing south, getting into sunshine pretty quickly. 83 today, low 90s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Phillies pitching.
And that's a changeup that just dives.
In April, they came in and swept away expectations. Anthony Rendon.
And he checks one high in the air to left.
A reminder, in June, this town gets a whole lot hotter. Spring bloom versus summer boom.
See you later.
Hit for the social cycle. Nationals, Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great?
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neurohealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Zips charges just $2.29 to dry clean any garment. Never tried Zips? Take the June Zips Challenge. Bring in up to 5 garments, and if you're not happy, Zips will make it right or refund your money.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by McCarthy Home Services. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/MollyMaid.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll check in with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about the latest in Hillary Clinton's emails that apparently gave details of a top-secret drone strike in Pakistan.
Pitbull and Pharrell make appearances at the Country Music Awards. Is that the last straw for a country music fan? Why is country music no longer country? We'll take your calls coming up. It's now